I'm excited. You know what about being excited? It's fun to be excited. And I'm excited. I'm terrified. I'm faking it with excitement, though. Amen? It's wonderful to be here. It's my favorite place to be. Is at church. Yeah? And I'm so glad you're here. It's an honor for me to assemble with you people. To worship God. To seek God. To thank Him for what He's done. And to ask Him to do things for us. Can you hear me yet?
No.
I'm going to be that little girl in the commercial. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Yeah, can you hear me now? I'll just yell louder. On Monday, I was riding with my pastor in the car. And that is one of my favorite things to do. He's my friend. And we got to be friends riding in a car and bringing me back and forth to church.
Amen.
So I sit in the car and turn my face and look at my pastor. I said, "Pastor, so glad you're my friend."
Amen.
You know? My pastor is my friend before he was my pastor.
Amen.
Huh? Somewhere in the conversation, I said, "Pastor, you want to know what? The hardest place for me to speak and the hardest people for me to talk in front of is my home church." And he said, "Yeah, I understand that. I get it. By the way, you're doing Sunday morning." That's my pastor. I love him. So, and that was on Monday. So on Tuesday, I came over here and I went downstairs in Dale's office. He gave me a chair down there to sit in. And I was reading my Bible and praying and trying to figure out what to speak about today. I was stressing. I came upstairs and he's walking around talking to McVeigh. And after he's done talking to him, he said, "Ronnie, what do you do?" I come up to go to the bathroom. He goes, "Ronnie, what are you doing?" And so I said, "I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what to do." He looked at me and he said, "Well, just keep it simple." It's all right. So he says, "You know the principle, keep it simple, stupid." So I told the man, "I don't know what I'm doing." He called me stupid. That's my pastor. You know? Listen, this is the fifth time I've been here for Youth Week. I'm starting my fifth Youth Week. I almost missed the first one to go to a different Youth Week. And my first Youth Week, I sat over here in the blue area in jeans and a t-shirt, addicted to drugs, and as lost as you can be. This is my fifth Youth Week. And glory to God, there is something new. Because I've been born again. It's not the same this year.
Amen, brother.
All right.
Are you born again? Is there something new with you? So I had a message. I thought my pastor said, "No, you need to do something different." Okay, so I did something different. I got a few little right in the neck. God said, "Nope, you ain't doing that either." All right, I don't know what to do. So I talked to Dale a little bit, and I did something different. God said, "Nope, that ain't it." So I had nothing. I said, "God, I got nothing." He says, "You give him what you got." I said, "Okay." He said, "God, but I don't have anything. I thought I did, but I don't have anything." Just tell him what you got. Listen, God, you're not paying attention to me. I don't have anything. God said, tell him what you got. I got born again. I got Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yeah. I was standing on the edge of hell, twiggling my foot over like this.
Me too.
And the God of heaven reached down, grabbed my soul, and I got jerked out of the pit of hell. I got Jesus Christ. That's what I got.
Amen.
I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Yes, sir.
I've been made a child of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I repented. I believed. And God gave me faith.
Amen.
He gave me the faith. I already had some faith. It was mine. It was no good for nothing. But I got the faith. My beautiful wife is here. I thought you were going to be somewhere else. I'm so glad you're here, Roman. That's what I got. I got God. Do you have God? Do you have the faith? Huh? Do you have the confidence, the assurance, the total belief in your mind and in your heart? Like I do, I'm not going to hell. Amen. 2 years ago, I was. And I was running around telling people, I'm saved. Are you doing that? Are you faking it?
Right.
Are you saying, oh, I got saved over here and did this little dealio and I got saved? No, wait a minute. That wasn't it. I was at this church over here and Pastor so-and-so preached a message and I went up all that. I was crying. I was serious. I meant it. I got saved. Is that what you're saying? And then you go, no, wait a minute. That wasn't it. I was at my house and I was listening to this crazy fool on the TV. Huh? Right? Amen? Huh? And I kneeled down next to my bed and I got saved then. One of those three times, or one of those four times. Is that you? Are you a pick and choose salvation person? You got a patch salvation? The Bible says, you know, you don't put a piece of new garment on an old one. The whole thing's made no good. Is that what you have that you're calling salvation? Do you have a patch salvation? Will you put a little patch on your life here? Because you said some prayers. I'm born again. That's what I was doing. For 25 years, that's what I was doing. I'm a little bit off of where I thought I was going to go, but I didn't have nothing, so I'm giving you what I got. Amen. What do you got? What do you do? You sit here every week. What do you got? What are you doing? Whose time are you wasting? Your time's wasting away. What do you got? What do you got? Why aren't you serious as you should be? Why are you playing games with God? Why are you pretending? God ain't a pretender. And you know what? God don't give suggestions. God is a God of command. He says, repent. Yeah. It's a command. Right. He says, believe. It's a command. He said, if you believe, I'll give you the faith. It's a promise and God can't lie. Yeah. That's where they get it wrong. They say, if you pray a prayer, the Bible says, any who shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Can God lie? Did you do it? You say, that's where they got it wrong. God does the saving. God does the drawing. God grants you repentance. Ain't nothing about you. You can hate me if you want. But if you're lost in God's eyes, you're garbage. So he's going to throw it in the garbage bin. I don't like saying that. It's true. Would you bring me my water, please, darling? That's not even my rag. It's my it's my glasses rag. What are you doing? Thank you, sweet face. It's my nickname for her. I call her sweet face. You know what that means? That means my wife is beautiful. It's my wife, sweet face. What are you doing, Tim? Huh? Why are you here today? Why did you travel 4 hours to get here? Are you here because it's the social engagement of the year? Are you here because you had to bring your children here so they could get right with God, so they could get saved? Are you here because your wife is here, because your spouse is here, your husband's here? Are you here because you want people to see you here? Have you thought about it? Have you asked yourself, why am I going in here? Why am I at Youth Week? Youth Week, as far as I know, from what I understand, I know when I've been here, God has showed up. Have you showed up because you want God to show up and you want to get together with God and you want Him to show you what you are? You want to get things straight with God? Amen. Are you here because of that?
Come on, man.
Are you here because we're going to have a lot of food? I like the food. Listen to me, I love you. I don't even know all of you. But I love you. And I can say that honestly and truly because I have God. God has me and God is love. Why don't you have God? I told you I love my pastor. Dale's my best friend and I love him. Another man of God. These are great men of God here. They've been laboring with the Lord over your souls. Over your lives. Listen to me. Don't you dare badmouth my preacher. I don't hear none of that garbage. I heard garbage last year. I'm just thinking about this. I heard garbage last year. People badmouth men of God. How dare you? I understand that I'm the least of everybody. I've lost sleep over you though. I've been up since before 5 this morning because I couldn't sleep. Because God told me to go there, give them what you got. I even got some stuff written down. I'm going to work on getting to it in a minute. Let me ask you another question. Did y'all read your Bible this morning? I did. Did y'all petition God for anything this morning? I did. Did you ask God to save your wife? I did. Did you ask God to save you? I did. I'm not saying Ronnie Scolton's anything. I'm saying there's something new because I've been born again. There's a song that says something like that. Things are new. I've been born. I don't know. I'm not a good singer. Y'all don't want to hear me sing. I sang for you last year at Youth Week. That's the last time I sang in a year. Amen. Right. How about that, right? Have you ever woke up and God put a song in your heart?
Exactly.
2 o'clock in the morning, you get up to go to the bathroom? Huh? And you hear an Amazing Grace just play. Right? Have you ever had that? That's a gift God's given me. I have that 90% of the time. Except when I quench it. Huh?
Yeah.
So I ask you again, why are you here? Let's pray. Huh? Father in heaven, God. Lord, reach down. Put your hand on everybody here this week, God. Keep us safe, Lord. Put a huge, thick hedge of thorns about this church, Father, and these men. Put a bubble about, hedge about every person, every individual, God. Keep them safe from the enemy. Protect them from the enemies, God. God, we need you. Father, I beg you, meet with us, Lord. God, you are the great God of salvation. You are the great God of creation. Lord, you are the God that came down and became flesh so that you could become what we are and save us, God. That's my prayer, God. Save us here, the ones that are lost. God, save us. God, preach through the men that are going to be here this week. Preach for me today, right now. God, use me, God. Give me some words for these wonderful people that you love so much. I thank you for it. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. This chorus, when I wasn't here when it got passed out. I was somewhere else. Christ is all I need. What are you counting on? You like your new job? It's going to make your life good. What do you think you need? I'm going to get to the Bible in a minute, but I just got to ask. I got another question. What do you think you need? What do you think you need? You need another baby? That going to complete you? Is that going to be all you need? Christ is all I need. I don't know how to rest in Christ perfectly. So, here's how I do it. I just trust, believe, do my best to obey. Get up in the morning, my second stop, and make a cup of coffee. And I go, you know what? I never have a hard time finding my Bible. When I get up in the morning, you know right where it's at. Do you know where your Bible is? Let me see your Bible. You got a Bible? You hold it up. Let me see it. Come on now, right? Where's your Bible? Oh, I'm calling names, though, ain't I? I'm okay with that, though. My second stop, I walk over to the couch and I sit down. My coffee, you should see my coffee table. It's got little sticky notes all over it. Let's look at the Bible and see what God might have for us. Amen. You know, I don't have the reference here. But I'm just going to quote a verse for you. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Y'all know the reference. I'm not a good address. I don't know the Bible very well. I haven't been saved 2 years yet. I'm only working on reading it for the fourth time. I know that person right there, though. I know the person said, I am. I know I am. I know the way. I know the truth. Not only do I know the life, I have the life because I know the life is inside of me. It was a gift he gave me sitting in that pew right there about where Nate's at right now. Amen. I didn't get up and go, oh God, save me, oh please. I know. I believe. My heart believed. Like that. Listen, you guys. Here, I'm going to tell you something I believe about people. And I believe things about people because I'm a people. I got this same stuff y'all got. I promise you. Mine's more wicked than some of yours. You might think not, but I'm telling you. My flesh is wicked! There's three parts of this verse to the I am. Jesus Christ says, I am the way. You like that, don't you? It's pretty simple. I am the life. You like that. You want that. At least you say you want that. But that part there, the truth. Y'all are okay with the truth about Jesus Christ. But you see, Jesus Christ came here to become you. When he was in the garden, he said, not my will, but thy will. Because he didn't want to hang on that cross and have the shame of being Ronnie Scolton. It's a lot of shame to bear. But he did it. He did it for you. Kyle, you know it. Amen. When he came down to me, when he reached down and reached inside and grabbed my soul, that's what he did. He grabbed me by the nape of the soul and my neck. He said, come here, I want to talk to you for a minute. What? Let me tell you the truth, because I'm the truth. And he got his hand on my shoulder. He said, listen, let me tell you this thing. Look, here's this door over here. There's this little room over here. Let's go look in there. All right, yeah, let's go look in there. Oh, I didn't like it. He's got his arm around me. He goes, how do you like that? I don't like it. I don't like that truth. I said, no, you don't. Put me in another room over here. He says, look inside here.
Oh, my.
Didn't like the first room very much. Open that door, you know. So, wow, that's pretty bad. Jesus. I really don't like that. You know what he says? Come here, boy. You ain't seen nothing yet. And one night he took me up to his altar when y'all weren't here. I was by myself, just me and him. He said, let me show you this truth. I said, no, no, no. I don't like that at all. And he's got his arm around me like this, and he goes, pulls me around like this. And he looked in my eyes, and he says, that's what you are. That's what I did and became for you. I became that truth. I am the truth about what Ronnie Sculpin is. What do you got? What do you got locked up in a box in a room somewhere? What do you got, Stephen? I don't need to know about it. God already knows about it. He wants you to go up to this door with him, and he wants to say, just, and I'll open that door and I'm going to show you the truth. And then you can be made free! Free! You don't got to be shackled to that sin. You don't got to live in that shame. You don't got to be walking hand in hand with the devil, your father. You know, he's okay with making your life seem all right, too. Did you know that? In every way possible, the devil impersonates Jesus Christ. He said, I will be like the Most High. In every way possible, he wants you to think he's Jesus Christ. He wants Jesus Christ to worship him. Y'all read it in the Bible somewhere? I'm pretty sure it says that in there. Right? If he wants God to worship him, what do you think he wants from you? Huh? He sure don't want you to know the truth. But he wants you to think he's the truth. Oh, you prayed a prayer, you're all right. You cried some tears, you're all right. You were sincere, you were all right. You had good intentions, that's all right. I don't know if I like it or hate it, but there's a saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Is this a road? Right here between these aisles? Is this a road? People walk down here with these good intentions? You come up here and you stick your butt up in the air when you're praying. So people can see you. You sit in your pews and you hear a message. You hear, thus saith the Lord, I'm going to go home. I'm going to get home. I'm going to straighten this out once and for all. Then you get in your car and your Heiny Wiggle music comes on. And you dig it because you like it. You love it. To quote it, you want some more of it. And then the devil steals that seed that was put in you on the way home. I don't know who it was. Some man said it just recently. He says, you get up out of your pew, you walk down the aisle, and before your knees hit the ground, you stop believing what you thought you were going to believe. I don't know how they put it. Are you forgiving? Let me ask you that. Are you a forgiving person? God says, if you want to be forgiven, you got to forgive. Doesn't he say that? I'm not saying you got to forgive everybody to be born again. Don't confuse what I'm saying. I come from a family that doesn't forgive, though. We say we do. Now, I don't mean my family from me down now, okay? I'm talking from me up, going backwards. Well, we forgive you for this. I forgive you for that. Well, then you let some little bump come in your family and go, hey, you remember when you did that? You remember how you made me feel then? Excuse me. Are you forgiven? You know one thing I had to do, Stephen, before I could come face to face with God and believe? I had to actually forgive myself. I wasn't forgiven unto salvation. But I had to forgive myself to the point where I could say, I can come before Jesus Christ, and he's not going to say, hey, do you remember when you did that? Because when he forgives, done.
Amen.
Then something's new. Things are different. But really, how can you want something from God that you won't even do for your mom or dad, maybe? What I have is the faith. I have the faith of Jesus Christ. Let's look at the Bible for a minute. Let's look at the faith, huh? All right. You gotta be saying it's about time you got in the Bible, right? Look at Acts 14:22, please. Acts 14:22 says this, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Look at Acts chapter 16, verse 5. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. I don't know why I wrote this here, but I'm going to read it because I wrote it. Romans 3:3 says this. I don't know why I wrote it now. I don't know why I quote this now. The Word of God says this. What if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? So I got the faith. I got faith. I got the faith. I got the faith of Jesus Christ that said this. He's in hell. Listen to me. You understand that, right? You deserve to go to hell. Your soul carries your sins there. The only way they can get there, other than Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died. Body went in the grave. The spirit went to God. He said, in your hand, I command my spirit. He went to God. His soul, what you are, his soul, took my sin into the flames of hell, where it belongs, where it has to go. There's no choice. It's going there one way or the other. But he said, my feet shall walk in the land of the living again. What am I trying to say? I skipped a little bit of stuff. I had a brain jump just now. Jesus Christ had faith in hell. His Father wasn't going to leave him there. That's the faith! I'm spitting on myself. But that's the faith that I got. That's what I got, Randy. I have the faith of Jesus Christ. The faith that brought him out of hell. It did the same thing for me. God, he did the same thing for me. It took me from the pit of hell. And he set me in a large place. And he prepared a table for me before my enemies. That's not y'all. All the wicked, the devil, Satan himself. Let me tell you what. All you people who like to upset people. Hey, I know you like to make people mad. Because I'm a people. I drive cars. You want to make somebody really mad? Repent. Believe. Get the faith. You never know anybody madder than the devil. If you get satisfaction out of upsetting people, get born again. Listen to me. People will hate you, for you won't even know why. I don't, over a parking space. Okay? Over how you mow your lawn. They'll hate you for it. Do you have the faith? Do you want the truth? I don't mean this mamby-pamby, oh, we love Jesus. Oh, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. You want to put it all on him, right? It's all about Jesus. A little bit about you, too. You want the truth about yourself? That's what you got to do. You want the faith, huh? You gotta have the truth. You got to. You can't do it a different way. The Bible says, labor to enter in into the straight gate. Listen, looking at the truth about yourself is a labor. One of the hardest things you'll ever have to do. But once you do it, and God says, take this water of life, and you go, I got the thing. That truth, that's the truth, still the truth, but so good. Just take that water freely. Amen. Drink it up. I'm drinking it up. Y'all drinking it up. How's your life? How's the truth about you? Why are you here? What are you going to do with your time this week? What excuses have you already planned? Because you got excuses already set up in your mind. I know it because I'm a people. That's what I got. Just before I came here this morning, God told me I should read this psalm to you in closing. Let's read Psalm 33 together, please. My glass is fogging up on me. Water coming out of everywhere. I can't see nothing. Are y'all there yet? Psalm 33. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery, an instrument of 10 strings. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Aren't you glad for that? I'm glad for that. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as in heap. He layeth up the depth in the storehouses. What a big God we got. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. He's an awesome God. For he spake, and it was done. There it is. He commanded. He's a God of command, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. Huh? You outsmart yourselves. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. Your excuses don't do you no good. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart. Wow. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. You know the Bible says that he will give you the desires of your heart. He'll give you his desires, making the desire of your heart. That's a good thing. You can have that too. Blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord. I ain't even going to go there today. And the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. Everybody. From the palace, from the place of his habitation, he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. He ain't doing nothing hidden from God. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver by any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us. Look, that's where it starts too, the beginning. Huh? I'm sorry, I was wrong about that. It doesn't say that in the beginning. I was thinking about another song. Pointing to, let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we have hope in me. There's the end of it right there. I have hope in God. That's why he told me to read that to you. Because he told me to tell you and give you what I got. I got faith, and I got hope in God. That's what I have for you this morning.
Well, a couple things. Number one, I was glad we didn't have his teeth yet.